Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece of content about setting up cursor rules in a code editor, likely Cursor itself. Let's dive in.
Sounds practical. So what's the main takeaway?
The creator emphasizes that cursor rules, while helpful, aren't essential, especially for beginners. They encourage focusing on coding fundamentals first.
Right. Solid advice. But for those who are interested, how does one go about creating these rules?
It's all about building incrementally. They started with a single file and then transitioned to multiple markdown files, MDCs, for better organization. A key recommendation is their Cursor Rules MDC. It essentially teaches Cursor how to create, well, more cursor rules.
Whoa, meta. So, Cursor can create its own rules? That's efficient.
Exactly. And they show a practical example. They create a rule for a common coding pattern, like fetching data with SWR. They demonstrate using the Cursor chat interface, pasting code snippets, tagging at cursor rules, and instructing it to create a rule. It's like training your own coding assistant.
Got it. So you show Cursor an example, give it a name, and it generates the rule? Seems pretty straightforward.
Pretty much. They also explain important metadata like agent requested to control when the rule is applied. One interesting point, they mentioned using a master index rule to list all their rules. This supposedly helps Cursor utilize the rules more effectively.
Smart. I can see how that would be helpful. Almost like a rule section, a rule for organizing your rules.
I see. Interesting. Haha, exactly. And throughout the content, they emphasize a gradual approach. Start with one or two essential rules and build upon them as needed. Don't get overwhelmed trying to create dozens at once.
That makes perfect sense. So, it's more about identifying recurring patterns in your coding style and automating them with custom rules.
Precisely. They also pointed out that you can achieve similar results without rules by simply providing examples to Cursor. So rules are a power-up, not a requirement. Oh, and you know, the creator also mentions that their rules are public, available in their repo.
Nice. A practical resource for those who want to explore Cursor rules further. Any final thoughts?
Overall, the content provides a clear and concise guide to setting up Cursor rules, highlighting their benefits, while also reassuring beginners that they're not mandatory. Start small, build gradually, and let Cursor do the heavy lifting. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.